Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Michael Kraut, and in this show, we're going to discuss the Active Directory snap-ins. Now, I've been in the industry for over 20 years. I've done consulting and teaching for the government, United States Air Force, the Navy, Marines, the Army, companies around the world. If you want more information about me, check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions, please use the question comment box below. Let's get started.
So why snap-ins? Because what snap-ins do is expose the functionality required to support the directory services. Again, what is a dynamic link library? So what's a library? Well, a library is a collection of information. So these are a collection of functions that we can call to be able to work with the Active Directory. Allows centralization of administration tasks. So that way you don't have to go into administrative tools all the time. You can have it in a central point. When I set up a server and I go in and do consulting with different companies, what I'll do is very first thing, I'll create my administration console, which will be my MMC. And it'll have all the things. It'll have Active Directory users and computers. It'll have domains and services. It'll have domains and trusts. Then I'll have DNS. I'll have IIS. Hopefully they don't have IIS on the domain controllers, but a lot of companies do. But what I'll have is all my different tools that I'm going to be using for that I have at my fingertips by going through the Microsoft Management Console. Each service that you add on to a server will install snap-ins like DNS or DHCP or DFS, Distributed File System, or you put on IIS, or you put on any of the different services that we put on will provide snap-ins. So dynamic link libraries that we put into Microsoft Management Console, and it provides us with those different settings or different functions through the MMC. So they're DLL files. Microsoft Management Console, the MMC displays the tools in the customizable window. And this is a cool thing about the MMC is that we can put all these different snap-ins and we can create different consoles. So say we just want one with IIS. Well, we just put the information for IIS. Maybe we'll have DNS in there also because we want to be able to manage the DNS because we need to put a host record for like www.finalvision.com. What it's doing is pointing to our web server or having to modify a distributed file system so that we can add our different targets onto that server. Snap-ins are added to extend the functionality. That's the whole thing. So the MMC is just a container. We add in the snap-ins to provide the functionality to be able to manage these different server roles that we put onto the server. Now, when you look at the snap-ins, again, what they are is DLL files. So, like I said, dynamic link libraries. And dynamic link libraries just says that these are a collection of different functionality that we have for managing our different server roles. So Active Directory Domain Services, those are going to be the DLL associated with it, which is going to provide the functionality. Cannot be launched individually. So what we're saying is some of the snap-ins. Now, Active Directory Users and Computers, for example, will allow us to be able to go into our administrative tools and launch it, but that all that is that's a snap-in. It's a snap-in when it's in its own MMC. Now, certificates, for example, that would be for allowing us to be able to manage our certificates. We have to put that in as an add-on. So we'll click on File and Add Remove Snap-ins. Functions with the confines of the MMC, so within the Microsoft Management Console. Administrative tools or consoles with only one snap-in, that would be Active Directory Users Computers, Domains and Trusts, DNS, DHCP. Those are administrative tools, but they have their own consoles, but we can add them in because they have DLLs, Dynamic Link Libraries, so we can put them into the central repository for all of our different tools that we're going to be using for managing the server. The actions or commands of the snap-in, such as create, delete, move, rename, all those different functionalities based on the different types of consoles that we put in or the different snap-ins depends on what we'll be able to do. Now, when we look at the context, now the different MMC types that we have, we pre-configured. These are installed automatically when you add a role or service, such as DNS, DHCP, IIS. These are different ones that are self-contained. The function and user mode cannot be changed. So these are ones that cannot be modified. What we do is we create a customized MMC, and the customized MMC will allow us to be able to create it the actual Microsoft Management Console and add the snap-ins that we want. And so it's customizable by the user. So let's take a look at the Active Directory administration tools. We have the Active Directory users computers, which will allow us to be able to go through and make changes to our users groups, computers, so our security principles. Active Directory sites and services. Active Directory sites and services, this is dealing with our replication, dealing with our physical connection to Active Directory. So this is our logical, and OUs would be up here that we'd be able to create and modify and use with GPOs, group policy objects, apply them to the actual OU. And then directory, Active Directory domains and trusts, and this allows us to be able to configure the trust relationships between our child domains with our parent domains, and also our different trusts between the different forests, because we can do forest trusts. And what that means is we have two organizations, maybe that one organization took over the other. Well, they have their own forest, so they have their own Active Directory objects, and we don't want to collapse their forest. So what we can do is we can make it so that we can have access to their information. And so we have the trusted side, which is your accounts, and then we have your trusting, which is your resources. And we use the accounts to get access to the resources. So we'd use something called a trust. Now, I trust you. I may not trust, you may not trust me. Or I trust you, you trust me, type of deal. So we'll talk more about the different types of trust, but that's where we do all of the management for our trust, the Active Directory domains and trusts. Then we have the Active Directory schema. Now the schema snap-in, this is not there by default. What allows us to do is be able to see all our classes, which are going to be our tables, and our attributes, which are our fields. And what we can do is we can go through and look at our attributes, for example, and we can say, okay, I want this published into the global catalog. And the global catalog is a subset of all the attributes that we have within the forest. So we can query for it. For example, maybe you want to publish out the department. Well, that's one of the different attributes that are already published. But what we're doing is we're saying, okay, I want it published out to all the domain controllers, so it's located underneath the global catalog. So when we want to find a certain department, we'll be able to query it. So the Active Directory Lightweight Directory Access Protocol, or LDAP query, will do a light LDAP query to find the different object based on this different attribute. And so we can publish it by using the Active Directory schema. So finding the Active Directory administration tools under the server manager is one of the areas that we can look. When you install a server role, it's going to have all your different roles underneath the server manager. So Active Directory domain services is an example, or your sites and services, also your certificate services. Administrative tools menu. You just go into administrative tools and you'll be able to find all of your different Active Directory tools in there. Control panel home, you'll be able to go in there also and find some of the different tools that we're going to be using. So the first one we look at of the tools is the Active Directory users and computers, which is called ADUC. It's used to manage day-to-day resources such as creating accounts, creating users, computer accounts, users, groups, be able to reset the password, be able to apply security settings to them. So users, groups, computers, printers, shared folders. Most use Snap-in. It's going to be your Active Directory users and computers, because you're going to do most of your administration through there. And then we got the sites and services. It's used for managing replication. It's the overall network topology. It's the subnets, the connections to our environment. So say we have a single Active Directory for us with the domain. And then what we have is we have sites that represent the different subnets. We can have a connection, say in London, we have one in New York, we have one in Miami, and then we can have one in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe, we're connecting with an ISDN. So it's going to be a slow type of environment. So we have all these different ones. A site represents a fully connected environment where all of the computers are highly connected, like using gigabit infrastructure. Then we can have the actual what are known as site links that links them together so that they can replicate the information to each other. So you can configure the overall physical topology of the network infrastructure, because you have the logical. The logical is going to be your Active Directory users and computers. Then you have the physical, which is going to be your Active Directory sites and services. Now, the domains and trusts is used to configure trusts. Like I said, we have different ones. We have shortcut trusts, we have forest trusts, we have child parent trusts, we also have external trusts. We'll be talking about the different trusts, but this is where we actually do the modification, do the configuration, is within the Active Directory domains and trusts. Maintain trust relationships. Configure both the domain function levels and also the forest function levels. That's where we also do this. And when we talk about forest function levels, what it does is extends or provides the different functionality for our environment. And domain function level does the same thing. Like Windows Server 2003 will allow us to be able to provide RODCs, remote read-only domain controllers, where the domain function level for 2008 will allow us to be able to provide PSOs, which are password objects that we can put on groups and users, which we don't have that functionality if we have the domain function level of Windows Server 2003. So we'll talk more about the domain function levels and how they correspond and how we can make the changes. But we do that through our Active Directory domains and trusts. We can do the domain function level and also the forest function level. And we can designate the domain naming master role, which is known as a FISMO role. And this is important because without this FISMO, then what happens is individuals, or when we add a domain controller or a domain or an additional tree, this keeps track of that. So we have to have that if we want to be adding additional domains, trees, to our environment. Then we have the Active Directory schema. Like I said, you can examine, modify the definition of Active Directory, your attributes, which are going to be your fields, and your object classes, which are going to be your tables. And so we can go in, we can look at what are the different object classes and what are the attributes associated with the object class. That schema is the blueprint for Active Directory. Like I said, the schema is the database. So this is where we make our changes. And so what we'll do is, say we have Exchange. What we want to do is we extend the schema. So we're extending the overall structure, putting in a different classes and different attributes to support that different server role or services. It's not installed by default. The Active Directory schema snap-in, you have to go in and you have to use a command. Requires schema admin rights to modify it. So what we'd have to do is go in a command prompt, type in reg sbr32 sch mmgmt. And I'll be showing this in a demo, so make sure that you go through and you check out the demos, because I want to expand on what we've gone over in the actual slides. So adding an administrative tools to your start menu. Windows 7 and Windows Vista does not have this. Found these by default. What you do is you go in, right-click the Start button, and choose Properties. then click Customize and scroll to the System Administrator's Tools and select Display. And this will allow you to be able to see the administrative tools. And then click OK twice. Now, Customized Console, what we're doing is we're just centralizing our snap-ins. It's a tool belt. So it's like having a tool belt that's on our desktop that has all the things that we need to be able to do our managing of our Active Directory. So that's what it is. It's a tool belt. Benefits, tools are all in one place. So we don't have to go looking all over the place for the different snap-ins or the different utilities. Like some of those different snap-ins, you can only get through putting them in an MMC, like certificates. Save the console to be used regularly. So we can have a console that all the administrators can use. Distributed content consoles to other admins and centralizes consoles in a shared location. Provides a unified, customized administration. So we can have it in a share and give access to the administrators to be able to use this console. So we're keeping everybody on a streamline or having it so that everybody's doing administration the same way. So to create a custom MMC, what you do is you go and add and remove snap-ins. Once you click on Add and Remove Snap-ins, that gives you the different snap-ins that we can select, like ActiveX Control, DNS, Active Directory Domains and Trusts, our Sites and Services, Users and Computers. Now, saving and distributing a custom console, we have different modes. We have the author you want to continue customizing the console. If you want to give somebody just the ability of using the console, then we give them full access. You want users of console, they will be able to add and remove snap-ins. Will not be able to. And user mode, limited access, multiple windows. This is a custom console with multiple windows, and you do not want the users to be open more windows. Limited access, single window. That's all they're going to be able to do is see the single window. So to saving and distributing a console, you save the console with the .msc extension. Default saved in administrative tools, but what I usually do is I put it on my desktop. Makes it a central place that I can get a hold of it. User profile, percentage, app data, roaming, Microsoft Windows start menu. Best practice, you want to use secondary logon. So log on with somebody who doesn't have administrative rights. Limited, and then you use your shift, right-click, and run as administrator. Save the consoles to a shared folder so that other administrators can get hold of them. Consoles are basic instructions that are interpreted by the MMC. So saying this is a functionality I want to have access to, so I use the MMC, go in, use the Active Directory Users and Computers. What it's going to do is it's going to be managed by, or it's going to be interpreted by the MMC. So that's what the Microsoft Management Console does.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can put them in the GoGo box below. You can also find more of my broadcasts. Just search the GoGo website. If you have an idea for a show, then let us know by putting the information in the GoGo box. It's been a pleasure speaking to you about technology. Thank you for letting me into your world, and have a great day. Bye-bye for now.